been so cold. I ain't wait this hard since I was 18. Apologize if I say anything I don't mean. Like, what's up with your best friend? We could all have some fun, believe me. And what's up with these new niggas? And why they think it all comes so easy?
Forget it while you here, boy. Cause all that hype don't feel the same next year, boy. Yeah. And I'll be right here in my spot with a little more cash than I already got. Tripping off you cause you had your shot. With my skin tan and my hair long. With my fans who've been so patient. Yeah. Me and 40 back to work, but we still smell like a vacation. Yeah. Hate the rumors, hate the bullshit. Hate these fucking allegations.
People.
I'm just feeling like the throne is for
let
the
taking.
Watch me take.
All I care about is money in the city.
I had to let that one ride for a minute. What's up, everybody? This is the Mac Lessons Radio Show, and I am your host. My name is Mr. Tariq Elite Nasheed. Sometimes they call me King Flex. Sometimes they call me K Flex. Sometimes they call me Denzel Sausageton. Sometimes they call me Ding-a-ling Reigns. Sometimes they call me Tariq Elite. Sometimes they call me TN, which is for that nigga. But I'm here, ready to chop up some great game with all my players and playettes out there. Glad to have everybody tuning in to the show. Don't forget, everybody, join me, Tariq Elite, live in Miami, August 6, 2011. Go to Ticketmaster.com to get tickets to join me live in Miami. That's August 6, 2011. That's Saturday at the Miami-Dade County Auditorium. We're going to have a ball down in Miami, the first annual Players Retreat. So I want everybody from all over the world, not just the country, but all over the world, to come on down. And today's show is brought to you by FabricandCulture.com. FabricandCulture.com is the new source for unique streetwear t-shirts. Very unique, as a matter of fact. If you go to FabricandCulture.com right now, you will see one of the shirts has a Klansman with something on his face. To see what's on the Klansman's face, go to FabricandCulture.com. That's Fabric, FabricandCulture.com. FabricandCulture.com. And for those who are asking me about the Kickstarter page, we did not get our funding goal for the new movie, The School. We did not get the funding goal this time around, but what I'm going to do, because a lot of people have been asking me about this, because all the donations that people made, all the contributions, nobody's credit card got charged, so everybody's money went back into their account. So nobody's money was charged, so everybody gets their money back. But what we're going to do, we're going to relaunch the Kickstarter campaign at the end of this month for the movie The School, because we're going to get it done. We will get it done. I'm going to spread the donation sites out. There's a couple of donation sites like Kickstarter. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to lower the donation amount, because the $50,000 donation goal, that scared a lot of black folks. That's a lot of money to a lot of black folks, and it's really not a lot of money. I think that scared a lot of folks. And 50 grand is not a lot of money. You know, if we put our heads together, black folks, we could have raised about $2 or $3 million if we got on the same page. Black folks, we spend billions of dollars giving it to the places outside of the community. So we have the money, but we just, it's just the mindset. And we're going to get it. Don't worry about it. We're going to get the money for the school film project. We're going to shoot it down in Atlanta. We got the script pumping. I'm going to relaunch the campaign again at the end of this month. So we're going to get it done, so don't trip. I'm going to be in Africa next week. I'm going on vacation. I'm going to kick it. I'm going to Africa next week. I'm going to be in Tanzania, and I'm going to be in Zanzibar. So I'm going to be over there to put on some Mac and music. So while I'm gone, I'm not going to do a show next week. There will be no Mac Lessons Radio Show next week. What you guys can do is go to the archives. And also, while I'm on vacation doing my globe trotting, you guys can check out some of my players, man. Y'all can check out my boy Taz Daddy at TazDaddy.com. That's my dude. He does a good show. You can check out my boy Royal Flyness. You go to his website at flynesspublishing.com. You can check out the homie Mode One at mode1.blogspot.com. These guys spit good game too, so I want you guys to check those brothers out while I'm on my little quick hiatus doing my Africa thing. And again, I'm going to post up pictures and stuff because I'm going to be on a safari. I'm going to be staying in the Serengeti when I'm in Tanzania. I had to get yellow fever shots today and the whole shebang. So that's going to be a very interesting trip, and I'm going to keep everybody abreast on that. And I'm going to be shooting footage over there too, because later on down the line, we are going to shoot a Hidden Colors too. So I have a lot of footage compiled for that. But I digress. But as far as filming, again, we're going to get the school done because we do need to control our images. That's very important. And y'all know last week I was talking about how brothers get killed in movies first. You go to a movie and the brothers are always getting killed first, or the brothers are the main one getting killed. And no sooner than I said that, I checked out the new movie X-Men, the new X-Men movie that came out. And it's a pretty good movie. And let me say, for those who have not seen it, I don't want to give any spoilers out. So for the next 3 minutes, just fast forward the show or just put it on mute for about 3 minutes so I won't spoil the plot for you. I'm not going to give too much of it away, but I don't want to spoil anything for those who have not seen it. So just fast forward this about 3 minutes. The movie was good. I liked the movie, but they introduced a couple of black characters in there. And, you know, there's always some little slick stuff going on with the black characters. One character, they had Zoe Kravitz, that's Lenny Kravitz and Lisa Bonet's daughter. Beautiful woman. Zoe Kravitz is beautiful, beautiful girl, beautiful chick. She was a mutant in the movie, but what I didn't like, the way they introduced her, she was like a stripper slash prostitute. I'm like, okay, they had to put some stank on it, and she was disloyal, and, you know, I'm like, okay, it is what it is. But with the brother, there was a black mutant in the film, and they killed that nigga before he can get a uniform. And he was the only mutant that got killed. He was the only so-called X-Man that got killed. And I mean, they killed this nigga in his street clothes. This brother didn't. I don't even know what his powers were. They killed him so damn fast. I'm like, give me a break, man. And I just talked about that. So this is why it's so very important that we control our images. Because let me say this, man. It will affect you on a subconscious level, black folks, to see black people get killed in films like that. When you see a black person get killed and everybody else is they get to live, that has a subconscious effect on you, whether you know it or not. So we got to really start doing something about that. That's real talk. But I digress. We're going to get into some game. Today's show is going to be about game, relationships, and the whole shebang, because a lot of my shows have been hella deep lately. Let's have some fun and talk about relationships and break this game down. Now, today's topic is, have you been charged to the game? That is today's topic, because if you listen to the Mac Lessons radio show, you know I always talk about how dudes should charge certain women to the game. If women are not acting right, you got to charge them to the game. If they ain't on top of their shit, you got to charge them to the game if things ain't going right. In some cases, men, we've been charged to the game, and we got to learn how to deal when we've been charged to the game. And this is something that I've never really talked about before, but what made me want to talk about this is this news story that's out right now, a couple of days ago. And you can Google this story. It's been all over websites and message boards. There was a guy in New Mexico, a guy by the name of Greg Foltz, I think that's his name. And they're going through some kind of legal thing because this fool broke up with this chick. And he got a billboard. He paid for a billboard in his city in New Mexico. And the billboard is like, it has a picture of him holding a cartoon-like baby. And he was saying in the billboard, this would have been a picture of my 2-month-old baby if the mother of the child had not decided to kill our child. So he put up a billboard dissing his ex-girlfriend, basically. And a billboard is a few thousand dollars. You understand? So this clown got dumped and put up a damn billboard spilling out his emotions, because that's all it is. Now it's a legal thing, because the chick that he is talking about, she's trying to get some kind of legal case because of slander, and he's trying to fight it, talking about he has free speech. So now they're trying to make a big deal out of this thing. And it ain't nothing about free speech. It's about this simp ass fool not knowing how to get over being charged to the game. And that's big time stalking. That's all it is. It's stalking and harassment. They can use that free speech shit all day and freedom of speech. That shit is high tech stalking, is high tech harassment. And the thing is, with a lot of guys in this day and age, a lot of dudes don't know how to get over being charged to the game. You don't know how to get over being dumped. And the thing is, man, getting dumped is nothing unique. Getting dumped, getting charged to the game happens to the best of us. We have too many soft, pussy-ass dudes out here who wear their emotions on their sleeves. So what, you got dumped? And all you dudes out here, you know who I'm talking about, because a lot of you dudes, you don't go to the extreme of this guy in New Mexico. But a lot of you guys do go through certain extremes when you get dumped by a female. A lot of dudes start acting overly simpish, over-emotional, and they start showing their ass if a woman says she don't like you no more, or if a woman charges you to the game. Back in the day, if a dude got charged to the game, shit, he'll go out one night, get drunk for that one night. The next day, he's good. Dust the shoulders off, gets back out there in the dating game. If a dude got dumped, hey, it is what it is. I got dumped, let me dump my shoulders off. It's gonna hurt for a few days. I'm aight. Now these little sensitive ass niggas out here now, man, you get dumped, now you want to go kill the girl's family. That's what happened with Jennifer Hudson's family. Jennifer Hudson's sister dumped this fool and he went and killed the family. I mean, give me a break, dude. I'm not going to pussyfoot around. You dudes are straight bitch made. So what, you got dumped? So what, you got charged to the game? We're men. We're supposed to get over shit like that. We have too much sensitivity going on with these dudes. See, back in the day, it was women. A woman get dumped, she'll go and put lipstick on your windshield. You know, I've had that. I've talked about that. All the players have gone through that. You had the woman put a little lipstick or try to vandalize your car, or throw eggs at your shit. You know, that's what players go through. And women get emotional and they do little stuff like that. But men just didn't do shit like that. You would get clowned back in the day if a girl dumped you and you went and wrote some shit on her car. The dudes on the block wouldn't co-sign no hoe-ass shit like that. Like, yo, charge that to the game, dust your shoulders off, and keep pushing. But that's the problem now, man. These dudes get dumped, then you want to go kidnap the woman's mama. You want to go shoot up the neighborhood. You want to go fight her new dude. And that's the problem, man. Learn how to get over being charged to the game. Now, let me say this. A lot of dudes are in situations and you don't know whether you've been charged or not. A lot of guys are naive to the game, and this is the problem. A lot of dudes, you've already been charged. You think you're in a relationship with a lady. She done charged you to the game, but you don't know that you've been charged because you're oblivious and you're walking around with blinders on. And then when you find out, when it becomes painfully obvious you've been charged, then all of a sudden you're mad. You want to fight because you feel like you've been deceived. But the writing was on the wall all along. So let me help you guys. Let me give you a few signs. As a matter of fact, let me give you about 5 signs to look for to let you know that you've basically been charged to the game. Let me give you 5 signs to look out for. Now, everybody grab your pens. This is going to be a writing assignment to let you know that you've been charged to the game. Now, number one, if your chick changes her Facebook status. If her Facebook status used to have Lisa, in a relationship with Darnell Smith. And then you wake up the next day and her shit says, Lisa, relationship status is complicated. That's a sign right there. And that happens a lot. That happens a lot with dating and relationships. Now, number two, if you are texting your lady or calling your lady and it takes her a while to call you back, that's a sign right there that you just might be charged to the game. Because if your chick, your main chick, if your chick is down, she's going to get back in touch with you immediately. But if she's lollygagging, dragging her ass about getting back in touch with you after you contact her, that's a sign right there. You got to take heed to that. You might just have been charged to the game. Now, number three, if your female starts having crazy excuses for not wanting to be around you. I mean, you guys have become distant, and whenever you want to hook up, she has some kind of crazy, convoluted excuse. Oh, I can't hook up with you because I just got dental work. Oh, I can't hook up with you because I broke my arm. Oh, I can't see you tonight because I gotta fly to Vegas. I can't see you tonight because I got possessed by a demon. I gotta go get an exorcism. They make up anything to not be around your ass. Now, number four, if your significant other is constantly, purposely starting arguments with you, every little thing, she's starting an argument. That means, and I've talked about this before, that means she's trying to justify having charged your ass to the game. So they look for something. They'll start an argument so they won't feel so bad for dumping your ass. Look for that when your mate starts arguing a lot. And that's a very common thing. Now, number five, if your significant other does very passive-aggressive little disses. Let me give you an example. If your significant other is supposed to pick you up from work and you're standing outside your job and she never shows up, and then you have to take a bus home and you call her up and you're like, hey, you're supposed to pick me up from work. She's like, oh, yeah, I know, baby. I forgot. I fell asleep. Stuff like that is real slick. That's called passive-aggressive dissing right there. If you guys were supposed to go on a vacation together, then all of a sudden at the last minute, oh, you know what? I have a change of plans. My mom is having a birthday party, so I got to go with her at the last minute, and you didn't spend money on a vacation. That's passive-aggressive dissing. You guys have to look at that. Because when women start doing that, that means they've basically charged you to the game. They're going back on their promises. That's low-key disrespecting. That shows that they really don't have any courtesy for you. So you got to take heed to that. But the key to the game, fellas, is accepting the reality of being charged to the game. If you know definitively that a woman has dumped your ass, that a woman has charged you to the game, man up. Remember that there are more women out there. That's not the only woman on the planet. Don't get suicidal, because that's another thing. These dudes, man, a woman says she don't like you no more, then all of a sudden you sitting up in the house in some booty shorts with some Tylenol on the floor like Fantasia and shit. You done tried to offer yourself because the female says she don't want you no more. You done called the female's house up, you're breathing on the phone, calling the house late at night playing music. And I I've been with females who had ex-boyfriends doing this stuff. You don't know how sad and simpish you look doing that, dudes. How many of you fellas have been in a situation like that? You're chilling with a female and she has some simpish ex-boyfriend calling up, whining, singing, begging, and she's clowning you. We're both, me and your chick, we're sitting up clowning your ass. Her and the new dude is sitting up clowning you when you do that. You understand? You calling women at night at 3 o'clock in the morning, waking up, playing music on the phone, breathing. This is y'all. This is what how it sounds. Y'all niggas. And she's asleep. Hello.
I want your body.
Hello.
To the very last drop.
Hello.
I want you to follow.
You breathing on the phone and shit.
Hello.
That's what you niggas sound like, man. And that shit is sad. That's some sad shit when y'all do that, man. And the thing is, man, stalking women, harassing women, that never makes it better. And it never gets the woman back. That's some real useless energy, fellas, when you do that. That never works. It's absolutely useless energy. It never, ever, ever works. A woman has never said, you know what? All your stalking and harassing, it made me change my mind. I want to be with you now. You convinced me. Hanging outside my house in a tree, that made me change the way I feel about you. You understand? You see that logic? No woman has said, you know what? When you broke in my house and hid in my closet, I saw another side of you, and I fell in love again. It don't work like that. You look like an asshole. Stalking women, putting up billboards, hiding in bushes, Facebook stalking, because a lot of y'all niggas do that too. You be stalking a woman on Facebook. All the new niggas she add, you start adding the new niggas, learning information about them. You understand what I'm saying? Stalking and not learning how to let the relationship go when you've been charged to the game, that never ever makes it better. And again, you have to understand that the female that charged you to the game is not the last female on the planet. There's millions, billions of other women out here in the game. You got to get out there and start campaigning and getting at them. Everybody has been charged to the game before. You are not unique. A lot of you cats, man, on an emotional level, you think the world revolves around you, but it does not, man. The stuff you go through, everybody has gone through it. It has gone through with the best of them. I've been charged to the game before. You understand what I'm saying? I've been charged to the game before, and I mean, damn near dissed. Straight up and down. Let me tell y'all something. I got dissed so bad. I got charged to the game so quickly and abruptly. Like years ago, when my money wasn't as strong as it is now, when I had a meager financial situation, let me put it that way. When I was a younger brother, I had me a little one-bedroom apartment. You know, I'm doing what I do. You know, I'm trying to get my weight up. You know, my money wasn't, you know, strong as it is now, but I'm trying to get my weight up. And I had the little raggedy one-bedroom apartment, but the thing is, my standards were always high. My standards were high, and I like dimes. I've always liked dimes, no matter what tax bracket I was in. I like dimes. I just happen to be one of those brothers who like being around dimes. So I would still spit at supermodel-looking chicks when I was in my little raggedy one-bedroom apartment. And I would have some over. I would have them over. You come to my raggedy one-bedroom apartment, you see a chick looking like Tyra Banks sitting on a milk crate, eating some ramen noodles with my ass. I kept it P.I. till I D.I. Sometimes the game worked for me, sometimes it didn't work. In one situation, I had this particular young lady, met her at the club. You know, and when I go out, I'm dressed fly. You know, I look good. I look like money. You understand? So, you know, I still attract the dime. So I had one female, supermodel looking chick. We chop up game, get the number. We chop up game on the phone, invite her over to the crib. So the young lady comes over to my little one red bedroom raggedy spot. She comes in, looks around, and see that I'm not really balling like she thought I was. I mean, this was a chick, I guess she was used to dating athletes and football players and actors and shit, you know. It is what it is. I ain't mad at her. I don't get mad at females for their standards because I have standards. It is what it is. But she wanted something else. She wanted a brother who did not live in a one-bedroom apartment, I figure. But the thing is, she came over to the spot, and she had that real uncomfortable look on her face. She had that look like, oh, so this is how you living. So I'm like, come on, have a sit down. Come sit down on my futon. I had the futon sofa jumping off. And you can tell when a woman is real uncomfortable up in your spot because she wouldn't put her purse on the floor. She sat down on the futon and she put the purse in her lap. That's a sign. When a female don't want to put her purse on the floor, that's a sign that she's very uncomfortable. But I'm trying to make her comfortable. I'm trying to, you know, because women come over to the spot. But this young lady, you know, I got to warm her over a little bit. I'm like, you know, can I get you something to drink? Some ramen noodles? What can I do? And she's like, well, you know, I'm fine. But as a matter of fact, I have to go to my car for a second. I got to get something. So she said, okay, she has to go to her car. So, okay, go to your car. So she got up and she went to her car. Now, while she was out at her car, I'm like, okay, let me spruce up the crib. Let me put the incense on because I'm thinking I'm about to smash. I'm thinking I'm about to hit it. Let me put a little music on. I have the music going on. And I'm chilling. I'm getting the mood right. And outside, I literally hear this sound outside. This is the sound. When I say this woman skirted out on my ass, I mean this woman got in her car and jetted. Nigga, it sound like the Fast and the Furious. Now, ladies, all my lady listeners, ladies, have you ever done that to a dude? You go to a dude's house and say, oh, I got to go to my car. I'll be right back. And then get in your shit and drive off. How many of you ladies have done that? If you've done that, fuck you. Because that's some hurtful shit. That's some emotional, crushing shit to have a woman do to you. They don't even say to get on a date and get in your car and bounce on a nigga. But the thing is, even though that was emotionally crushing, I dusted my shoulders off and charged it to the game. I didn't let it break me down. You understand that? So getting charged to the game happens to the best of us. I wasn't going to sit up and take no pills or diss the girl. You know, it is what it is. When I saw the girl again, it was cool. You know, we just kind of smiled at each other and, you know, we kept it pushing. No hard feelings. It is what it is because I still campaign and I got females that were better than that. So that's the thing, man. Let me give you 5 basic tips on what to do to get over being charged to the game. Because that's the key. You got to know how to effectively get over being charged to the game. I talked about what not to do, but let's talk about some of the things you should do when you are charged to the game. Well, number one, you should not have a pity party. That's number one. Don't linger around the house feeling sorry for yourself. Don't sit around the house thinking that the world is ending. The pity party thing ain't going to work. That's going to make you more depressed. Now, number two, stop reminiscing about the good times that you had with your ex. That's a thing that a lot of dudes do. Your ex dumps you, and then you start reminiscing about all the good times. No, remember all the slick shit she did. That's going to help you get over it. If you start reminiscing, you're going to start wanting to contact her. So don't do that. Now, number three, get all the photos of you and her and put the photos up. Don't burn them or don't throw the photos away because a lot of cats do that. Put the photos up somewhere. Put them up in the cabinet. Just put them away so you don't see them because I don't believe in burning pictures and all that old shit. I tell all my girls that I date and they see pictures of the ex, they're like, why do you still have a picture? These are memories. This is something that I live and I don't get rid of nobody's picture. I'll put them up, but I don't throw away pictures. That shit is corny. No, you keep the pictures, but just don't look at them every day. You're looking at the pictures and your dingling's getting hard and you acting crazy. So put the pictures up, out of sight, out of mind. Now, number three, what did I say? Number two, what number is that? I'm all off. Well, number four, I'm on number four, my bad. My numbers are off, but I'm on number four. Number four, get your emotions out your system. Because that's the thing. A lot of guys act a damn fool because that's emotions that they're dumping on the girl. You're dumping all your pent-up emotions on the female. What you should do, dump your emotions out on paper. Get them out your system. You write your emotions down. What I would suggest, write an angry letter to the girl, but don't mail it off. A lot of experts say do that. Write the I hate you letter or write the I hate you email, but don't send it off. Write it and send it to yourself, or write the letter and then throw the letter away or burn the letter. But just getting that out your system will help. That's very important. Getting that out your system, that will help. Because that's big, that's what you want to do. And you can even, hell, write a freestyle rap or some shit. But don't send a letter to her. Don't call her venting. That's not going to make it better. Write you a rap about her ass. Just bust. Just some. Yo, this is for the girl who dumped me. Check this out. You dumped me, you dumped me. You been acting real funky. I went up to your spot and your new nigga jumped me. Whatever. Write a rap, a freestyle. Do what the fuck ever. But don't call the woman. Don't stalk the woman. Now, last but not least, number five. The number five way to get over a breakup, and this is the universal way to get over not just a breakup, but get over being dumped. The number five way of getting over being charged to the game is to go out and find you some new booty. Find you some good superficial ass. Don't try to get in no serious relationship. You need some superficial street booty. You need a skeezer, as they said in the 1980s. You need a slut. You need a stank. Nothing makes you get over a breakup or getting dumped than a new piece of superficial booty. And make it as superficial as possible. I wouldn't say trick. You don't have to, you ain't got to do all that. But just get you some nice superficial ass from somebody. Go out there and campaign. Go out to the clubs and the bars and just do you. Just have a ball and get that shit out your system. A nice new piece of tang will get your mind off that old chick. And that's going to be a nice buffer to the next female. Because your next female is always going to be better than the last. So get you some new street booty. You're going to be good to go. That's been today's episode of the Mac Lessons Radio Show, everybody. My name is Tariq Ali. Glad to have everybody tuning in. And remember, I'm going to be off for a week, so you guys can check out the old archive shows of the Mac Lessons Radio Show. And you can check out the pay-per-view specials if you have not done that. The pay-per-view specials at maclessons.com. This is a good chance to listen to those shows while I am on vacation. Go to maclessons.com and check out the Illuminati, Secret Societies, Feminism. I did one about that. Black Secret Societies. There's some very good pay-per-view specials. The Egypt pay-per-view special is a good one. So you guys check that out. And check out Hidden Colors. Go to HiddenColorsFilm.com to get the Hidden Colors DVD. All right, you guys, I will holler at you guys. Hit me up on Facebook, facebook.com/Tariq Ali. Holla.